brothers Wo Jing and Ki Ding Ding, and their translator Chester. So I'm sure lots of you have questions, comments, compliments, so if you just raise your hand nice and high and wave it around so we can see it, that would be fantastic. There's one right there. Okay, so the harshness and the intensity that was portrayed in the film, is that representative of most of the circus schools in China and also society in China in a larger sense?
This is a very special school in China. 这个古老的传统，然后他的训练的方法都沿袭了一些很古老的方法。如果从那个训练的强度来说，可能中国的体操学校和那个舞蹈学校，可能强度会更高，但是他们会更加科学，更加现代化。
The circus is a traditional Chinese art, and it's more than 100 years. The way they train these people are very harsh, and compared to other sport training, they are a little bit more harsh than the ordinary sport.
Is there a reason for that, or why do you think it is so harsh? Because this is like circus, that's like it's a profession rather than a sport, right? So I don't know if there's pressure.
实际上，因为杂技，它要展现给人的观众的，就是人的神力，就是来自于神的这种力量，神力，对，不是超人的力量，对，所以他们会需要这样一些特殊的方式来让他们的身体做到这些动作。
Because they want to demonstrate they have a special strength compared to ordinary people, so they have a special technique of training these people and carry them from the hundreds of years.
Okay, so this woman is a longtime fan of the Chinese circus, but realizes now that the training involved is extremely abusive. And I guess the question also is the government proud of this, and that is why they're not ashamed to show this sort of harsh reality?
实际上，我们在看这个马戏杂技演出的时候，我们确实看到了他们非常美丽的演出，而且是非常惊人的演出。这种演出当中的精神也鼓励我们更加进取的去生活，更加积极的生活。It's
true that she said this part was the story that I heard from them. She didn't just mention it. Apparently, when they apply or approach the school, they were afraid that the people may misunderstood the technique they use and show harshness, overdone, and that they have to convey or persuade them over half a year in order to get the permission to show these school, and also they felt these producers felt this technique is a little harsh, and they want to convey this message to audience and see how your people react and to understand some aspect of Chinese culture.
Maybe is it also regarded as very harsh by Chinese audiences? Like are our Toronto audiences?
Maybe similar, because maybe it's a surprise for Chinese people to view such kind of training. Yeah, but I think it maybe we have two phases to when we saw the circus school. Maybe one phase when we saw it, we see a perfect performance and a brilliant performance, and maybe that encourages us to live a more positive. And but in another aspect, maybe we think maybe we should stop it. Maybe
so the training.
Not only the training, because it brings us some injuries, body hurts, and unhappy childhood. So from this aspect, maybe we think we should stand out. Somebody in China will should stand out and say stop, because it hurts our children.
Yes.
So it was more of a comment of the complex that China has right now in terms of maintaining their tradition, the beautiful performance and result that we see, and the painful sort of practice that leads to that ultimate performance or that ultimate result.
Not only here, but also like all that African
stuff. Yes. Yes. So I guess, this is a reflection of a larger sort of Chinese feeling, which is, you're starting to have Western influence on sort of questioning the practice of, in this case, the circus school, and also at the same time maintaining your tradition. So I don't know if it's a question, it's just a comment. So maybe there's a question up there.
What happened to the handstand boy, and what would the longevity be of the performer, and what happened after?
So what happened to the handstand boy at the end, and what's the longevity of a circus performer?
The boy, he is still in the school, and he will graduate maybe in next year. And actually, after we finished shooting, he won the world champion in Italian and also in Monaco. So he is world champion.
And the second question was, what's the longevity of a performer once they graduate from school?
Usually, they will. Performance on the stage after they graduate until they are 35 years old, around that. But most of them are that, they will be not a main performer, but also the performance on the stage, just the background. And they were retired maybe at 50 or 55. 50 or 55, yeah.
So you think it's a reflection of how highly competitive it is in China right now?
Yeah, because everyone probably received a scene like when parents, they can't like scold their son, right?
Yes.
So if you cannot study, if you cannot go to college, what can you do in future, right?
Okay.
That's why, you know, some parents send their kids to special schools so they can maybe they can find another path for the future.
Yes. So it's the difference between like some people see abuse and some people see a very encouraging parent, but
some choices are not perfect, but they do exist in a society like China.
Yes, and maybe the question, maybe a question I can take from that is, how much choice do the children have in this? Because we see the parents that persist, but what is, I mean, obviously that child is like, it's a cry for help to me, but I don't know, maybe not to the whole audience, but what is the child's decision making in this?
Actually, just like what she said, the competition in China, maybe it's very, the situation is bad, maybe. For individual people, you have few choice, especially for the, such kind of children in the school. Usually, before they go to the circus school, they were trained as a gymnastic or dancing performer, but maybe after several years, training, professional training, they were failed, and they has to go back to the common schools. But in the common schools, the competition is also very, very
very keen.
And maybe in literally, the students, they couldn't compete with the regular schools, the students, and so, for them, maybe they go to the city circus school is a better choice for them, and maybe also the only one choice or a few choice for them. And after 7 years in the school, they will become a professional acrobatics, and they will have a job at that. So it's a it's a good choice for them. Yeah.
Congratulations on a very compelling film. I have two questions. One, did the people who are in the film, did they see the film, whether parents or the students themselves or the trainers? And the second part is the financial remuneration. Is it a lot of money that they would make as these acrobats or?
Okay, so it's a two-part question. How much money will they make once they are graduated and they're working as circus performers? Is it a high rate of pay? Is it average? And the first question was, have any of the participants or the subjects of the film seen the film?
The first question is actually some teachers and the principal of the school, they have seen the film, and because most of them are now is travel around the world and making the performance, so they have not seen it yet, but. Soon, this film will be screened in China, so most of them will have a chance to see it. And the second question is, the income. Okay. to be an acrobatics in China, it doesn't mean you can earn many money, and usually an average income, or sometimes below the average. Yeah.
Can we use our hands? Sorry. There's a lot of people with their hands up, just out of respect for them. There's one right there. How did the children feel about being treated in that way at the school?
Actually, when we shooting the film, we found that most of the students, they are very quiet in the school. and most of them don't feel happy. Yeah. And only the little girl in the five Japanese group, whose name is Shulu, she's only the only one exception. Yeah. She enjoys the training and also the performance. Yeah. She's always happy. Yeah.
One out of 90. So unfortunately, we don't have any more time, but thank you very much for your questions. I know a lot of you have